Tired of the same old hot takes and sports cliches? Want a fresh perspective on the world of sports? Then tune into the Fade Round with DNZ, the podcast that's changing the game. Every Wednesday, DNZ bring you insightful analysis.
I would argue that that group would be better set in a West Coast offense.
Hilarious banter.
See, people came here for a baseball game.
And a whole lot of fun. Coming at you from the AO Studios. Listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts. The Fade Route with DNZ. It's not just a podcast, it's a lifestyle.
Order up.
We continue our division by division NFL preview as we order up.
Order up, order up.
This week we are ordering up the AFC North. Last year, you were 4-0, D. I was 0-4. So, let's see if I can somehow turn this ship around and catch up. From 4-1, who you got in the North?
All right, so first up, I've got the Browns. That quarterback situation is just a disaster. You know, from what I've heard, no... Doesn't look like any of those guys are the future quarterback of the Browns. You got Kenny Pickett that's hurt. Gabriel can't remember the snap. Shador can't hit wide open players. And Joe is genius as a country club. So it's going to be a long season for the Cleveland Browns. Number three, I've got the Bengals.
Whoa.
I think they're going to score. They're going to score a ton of points. Yeah, I think they're going to score. The problem is they can't play a lick of defense. Their rookie that they drafted just got to camp. Henderson is at camp, but he's not participating. That's just not going to work, man. It's not going to work when you got to play teams like the Ravens and when you got to play teams like the Steelers. So I see them as a 500 team. They're flawed. They're tremendously flawed. And, you know, that's imagining that, you know, Higgins is going to miss his games. Chase doesn't usually miss games. So you got to figure out if at some point he's going to start missing games. Like, it's just, there's no depth on that team. No depth.
Is Burrow going to miss time?
I hope not. I like Joe Burrow. I like him a lot. But, you know, he does get hurt every once in a while. So number two, I actually have the Steelers. And this is in just large part to Aaron Rodgers being all in this year. Now, he doesn't have an Achilles injury. He's not coming back from that. He played the end of last year very well. I think the Steelers, their team and their coaching fits to his strengths. I think DK Metcalf, who doesn't ever miss games, will play well for them. I think they'll play balanced football, and I think they'll be a little bit above 500. Enough for them to be in second. And number one is the Ravens. I just see a team that's really got it all going on right now. I think Derrick Henry, even though he's 31 years old, nobody's stopping that train. Lamar played amazing last year. I can see him playing amazing again. Flowers is going to come back, and he should be healthy. Bateman's good. Andrews is good. Likely got a fractured foot, but he's really good. Defensively, they went and got one of the corners or the safety from the Packers.
Jair Alexander.
That's their safety, man. Like, so I just think they're going to be good defensively. And I think they're the best team in that division. What do you got, Z?
Solid. We are the same at the top and the bottom, but a little different in the middle. The Browns are dead last. Come on. They have come on, man. Like, for their skill position, they're solid, right? You have Jerry Jeudy, you have Deontay Johnson, you have
talent, right?
You have Njoku, you have guys that can play. Jerome Ford, is he an every down back? Is he a QB1? Judkins got arrested. So is he, like, what is his scenario? Do you have more than one running back on this team? Probably not. The line looks good, but who are they protecting? We already talked about it. Who the fuck is their quarterback? Old Man Joe? Kenny Pickett? Dylan Gabriel? Shador? No. No way. This is the team. This is the team that Myles Garrett decided to stay on. I just want to be very clear about that. Myles Garrett said, cool, we're good. We're absolutely good. Until otherwise noted, the Browns are DFL. Third place. Steelers got to prove it to me. They got to prove it. Right? You lost Najee Harris. You brought in DK. Okay. There's a massive drop off between numbers 1, 2, and 3. Right? DK Metcalf to Calvin Austin, Calvin Austin to Robert Woods. You need more. I think you need more out of the receiver position. You traded for Jonnu Smith, so now you have two tight ends. A two tight end set is going to be interesting. What's it actually going to be? Defense, another year older. You brought in Jalen Ramsey. Nick Fitzpatrick is gone, so that's a lot on... You know, Elliott and Thornhill. Darius Slay is there. You have good names. Can they still play? We're going to find out. And then, speaking of, we have names. Let's see if they can still play. Aaron Rodgers. Yes, he closed out the season well. He's got to do it again. Right? He has shown up to camp. He's played nice so far. But as the season wears on, he's going to have to fight those urges. He's got to fight the urge to be himself. And that's a problem. That's going to be a problem. So I think, once again, 9-8, 10-7, somewhere in there. And the train just keeps on rolling for the Steelers. Third place. Second place, I'm going to go with the Bengals. They're going to score. They're absolutely going to score. If they keep Higgins, if they keep Chase on the field, Chase Brown is a good running back. You have Gesicki. Josivas came in and he showed that he was a good player last year. He really snuck up on the people. Right. They got talent. They absolutely have offensive talent. The question is, what is that defense? We don't know. And I can't tell you. We're going to have to figure it out. It wasn't exactly great when Staten Island Lou was running. Now they have a new coordinator. Their rookie first rounder just got into camp, like you said. And Trey Hendrickson, he probably still wants to get traded. But I think the Bengals are going to put up some offensive numbers and they're going to win some games by the skin of their teeth. And that leaves us, we agree, the Ravens. I mean, come on now. Your number three receiver is D-Hop. You have Mark Andrews. We'll see about likely how he's able to manage this foot thing. Another year of Flowers. Bateman is a solid player. Defense is always playing. That defense is always a problem in Baltimore. So it's once again their division. The only question is how many playoff teams are going to come out of this division? This is going to be tough. Maybe two. maybe two. But the Ravens are definitely one of them. Those are our picks. What are yours? Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG at faderoutepodcast. Drop us a line on X at faderoutednz and let us know who you got in the AFC North. Time for us to run the go route. We'll talk to you next week when we order up the NFC South.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.